Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, May 22nd. This is Dina Schutzberg, Executive Editor at Directions Magazine, and I'm joined by my colleague, Editor-in-Chief Joe Francica. Today we want to explore how the focus on geospatial data in the consumer market is or is not benefiting the GIS user. First, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS 9.2, you can be more productive with GIS and increase access to geographic knowledge within your organization and on the web. Learn more about ArcGIS 9.2 at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
What brought this topic of consumer data to mind were a couple of announcements in the past couple of days related to geospatial data on mobile phones. One of them had to do with Nokia's decision back some months ago to put free mapping on its phones. And the idea was that the maps would be free, but you had to pay extra for navigation services. And just this week, the chief executive at TeleAtlas, Alan Dataj, told the Reuters Global Technology Summit how successful that's been. And the answer is that 1 in 4 users of those free maps converted to a paid subscription for navigation. And that sounds like a pretty good turnover rate, but he's the first to note that these may be early adopters and that conversion rate may, in fact, be a little high and it may actually be lower. But 1 in 4 is still pretty good. And on the heels of that is an announcement from Motorola that, just like Nokia, they are going to provide free maps. Again, no navigation, no links to GPS, but free data for 200 cities in 33 European countries. And that's down to street level and includes points of interest. So my question is, if all of this focus is happening for consumer use of maps, what does that mean for the geospatial professional for their use of geospatial data? So what do you think, Joe? Are GIS users getting anything out of this?
Yeah, if nothing else, what they should get out of it is a different way to look at the data and purchase the data. If you can get free maps on the phone, it kind of begs the question as well, what current user interfaces at places to buy data are being developed so that I can get access to my data quicker? And is there an easier business model or download method for the data that I may want? And if I want a custom area, what does that buy me?
I would tend to agree with you that should be pushing those kinds of tools. But I have to say it's been very, very quiet in the professional GIS data space in terms of new tools being announced. In fact, one of the big criticisms in recent years that I heard was how hard it was, for example, to buy satellite image from a certain area from the commercial satellite image providers.
Wasn't that supposed to be, you know, one of the reasons why Digital Globe bought Globe Explorer was kind of for their online retail front end that they had? And the other thing that I've seen, in fact, I just talked to last week when I was at the Map Info conference, was folks from MapMart. And MapMart had developed a rather elegant interface a couple of years ago where you could essentially, you know, draw a box around an area and download certain vector line work as well as, I believe, DEM data and other imagery. And so it was very nice. What I heard is that MapMart is now developing a new interface so that, you know, users can download just portions of the data.
Sounds like that responsibility is really falling to these companies that particularly serve the geospatial industry.
What you're finding is, you know, and I don't know how many, maybe people know where to go right now, but I think I don't think that the users, as to go back to your initial question, I don't think we're really seeing a lot of benefit to the end user. We don't see a lot of new companies or new data suppliers coming out. And I was a little disappointed to go back to a place like Navtech and TeleAtlas, and I didn't really find the type of online retail center if I was a professional GIS person to go and extract a portion of data.
That's exactly my point, that while those companies want to be in the data business, we make really good data, their data model for selling it is still very traditional in the sense of call us up, let's talk licensing. It's still a very complicated process. And certainly because there are only two of those kind of companies pretty much for the whole world, they can make it, they can make you jump through as many hoops as they like, because they're the only folks with the data.
But there are a number of other people who resell data, and I'm thinking of particularly like Spatial Insights, who are resellers for a number of different data companies. They're going to list products on their website. You've got to essentially call them up. There's nothing necessarily elegant.
Or automated, it sounds like.
It's not all very automated, no. And in fact, even if you go to like the MapInfo website, tons and tons of different data products that they offer. But again, you're going to have to make a phone call in order to get the data that you want.
Now, why has that not changed? Is it that some of these companies really want to have that kind of a personal relationship with you, or is it that they found that it's not cost-effective to build or buy such a system, and they're willing to have, you know, people there to answer the phones?
I think that's exactly the case. I think there's an enormous upfront cost to building out a spatial data warehouse from which you can automate a download, do a cookie cutter out of, you know, the area that you want, price it accordingly, and deliver it online or somehow. I mean, that's a whole different business model for some of these companies.
Exactly, and they have not, the larger companies, some of them have, as you pointed out, Digital Globe acquired a company who had figured out how to do that. And maybe what's starting to happen is some of these more specialty companies like a MapMart, we just had a press release this week, from White Star, that they've got a new Tiger database across the U.S. with 42 layers of data, and for a monthly fee, you can cookie cut out the chunk you want. That's really going to only appeal to professional GIS kinds of people. And they talk about the formats that they support, sort of speak to that. You know, ESRI, MapInfo, Geographics, AutoCAD, Golden Software. That's for pretty folks who are doing some pretty serious GIS kind of work.
And you remember historically, when data became a real vital part of any system purchase, MapInfo and ESRI built out large data catalogs that people could thumb through and purchase data. But we haven't seemed to advance anything more to an online automated system. And I guess I go back to the fact that it's a very costly endeavor. Do we know anything about what Microsoft has done, or any of the other companies? I know that the USGS, for example, does, of course, have an online catalog, but is there anybody bigger that you know of that you can think of that might offer this?
That has a catalog like that. Microsoft really hasn't been in the data sales space because, you know, up until recently they didn't really make data, although they're certainly beginning to with their various acquisitions. No, I can't say that any of those big players have, but I think we're starting to see more solutions to this pop out, and I want to mention two of them that we're going to hear more and more about in the days to come. One is Fortius One's GeoCommons, and that's not really selling data because the data that's to be uploaded to that is supposed to be in the public domain, but it's a tool to upload that public domain data and then create mashups. So that's going to be one new source of data, if you will, even though it's public data. On the other side of the fence, we've got the company with the funny name WeoGeo, and they're trying to build a marketplace for data that is for sale. And what they really have to offer is a tool by which the creator of that data can ultimately get paid, even if that data is enhanced by somebody else. So it sort of keeps track of the original source data, and you get your micropayment based on even if somebody else has enhanced it. And that's something that's going to start rolling out soon. And interestingly, and I think this may be the real key to the kingdom, the folks behind that are using as their back end what? Amazon technology. Okay, So the folks who have, you know, epitomized selling and a terrific interface for making that purchase easy and efficient are behind that kind of a tool. So maybe that's the beginning of the answer, and maybe that could even be a tool for the satellite imagery folks, or the aerial imagery folks, or even TeleAtlas and NavTech.
You would think that there would be some impetus behind getting an online retail storefront together from some of these data providers. Because going back to the consumer side, if you want to update your in-vehicle nav system, you're going to get a reminder. And I'm reviewing a system now from Magellan, and I know that this does one for my Garmin, that will come on and it'll pop up and say, hey, you know, it's time to update your maps, plug this into the USB port, and download the latest cut of data. Now, that's a that's a big chunk of data that you're going to download. But they do make it very easy for you to purchase the updates and download it directly.
One of the complaints in recent years of many of the portals and the big mapping portals and some of the not-so-big mapping portals is that the data is so out of date. And when you track back why that's the case, what you find is those portals are entitled to quarterly or even more often updated data, but the process of uploading that new data or uploading just the changes is really challenging, and it doesn't happen as quickly as it should. It's not push button like it is, as you said, for your consumer device.
And you would think that the market would begin to demand better currency. I may not want to update it every 6 months. I may want it more, and I can't believe that the data providers aren't getting updates more frequently. If I look at, again, this latest in-vehicle nav system that I have from Magellan, I still don't have my street that's more than 2 years old now on this system. It bugs me as a consumer why I don't have up-to-date street information.
Right, and sounds like it tracks back to the delivery sort of at the professional level.
Absolutely. It absolutely should track back to the professional level, but I got to believe that the professionals who are capturing this data at the city level aren't contacting the NavTechs and the Teleatlases to update their street centerline database.
Well, and that's sort of another part of this. I think challenge seems to be that this is a multi-connected solution where information has to flow through many different nodes and then finally get back to the consumer for one and the professional for two.
And what was interesting is when I found that this data was still lacking from this Magellan Maestro that I have, I went to the Teleatlas, I went to the NavTech data website. And of course, you can upload changes, or you can suggest that where missing data is, they have an interface to suggest the changes. But I was a little reluctant to do that, and maybe others are.
Why were you reluctant to do that?
There was some basic assumption on my part that, well, maybe somebody's already done this. I mean, my street was 2 years old. Certainly, the city has already told the data providers that there's new street data out there.
And yet you, as a GIS professional, chose not to, in a sense, potentially give them a reminder again that it's still not there.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder how
many
people make that same decision and don't even bother to make the notation.
Or how many people don't even know that they could go to NavTech directly and upload suggested changes.
Yes, I think that word has not gotten out, and certainly we want our listeners to know that, yes, both Teleatlas and NavTech have tools where you can tell them where streets are missing, where they're wrong. That becomes part of their database of how they're going to do their updates. Well, that's all the time we have, but we invite your thoughts on the topic. Please email us your take at editors@directionsmag.com. And before we go, a reminder that the 27th annual ESRI User Conference will take place June 18th through 22nd in San Diego, California. The deadline to register online for the conference is May 25th. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks for joining us for Directions on the News, and be sure to tell a friend.